Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycleco. Tony, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hey, Jim.
How are things going at Recycleco?
Well, Jim, all's going well. Everything is smoothly moving ahead on our Taiwan joint venture. The team is busy moving through the various stages of testing for multiple potential joint venture partners, and operations are proceeding at a steady state. You know, but that said, as Director of Marketing, it pains me to not be able to talk about some great things we're working on behind the scenes. But when Richard and the team are ready to pull back the covers, I look forward to telling our loyal listeners all about a future podcast.
Is the recent downturn in the EV industry having an effect on Recycleco's plans for recycling lithium ion batteries?
Not at all, Jim. Although the EV industry has seen a significant number of layoffs in recent weeks, you know, with Tesla being the most prominent example, I personally see this as a relatively short-term speed bump on the world's transition to EVs from internal combustion-powered vehicles. As competition in the marketplace heats up and the industry continues to evolve, companies will need to adapt and make difficult decisions to ensure their long-term success. And, you know, when you look at the EV rollouts of OEMs such as Toyota, Mercedes, BMW, Ford, et cetera, you know, you quickly realize their EV offerings currently represent a small portion, a really, really small portion of their massive total production capacity, which is still primarily tooled for production of internal combustion engines and, you know, and hybrid powertrains too, of course, or they're in the process of building out brand new EV production facilities around the world, such as Honda's recent announcement, I don't know if you've seen it, that they will be building a $15 billion EV plant in Ontario, which happens to be the largest auto investment in Canadian history. So, you know, so with that in mind, you know, while the billions of dollars the OEMs are each spending on EV development, you know, clearly signals they're committed to going fully electric in the relatively near future. Battery technology and the consumer demand for the high-powered charging infrastructure to support them must ramp up and sync with production. You know, years ago, Elon and Tesla recognized this need from the very beginning, which is pretty prescient in that respect, and continue to build out and upgrade the world's largest supercharging network in sync with their vehicle production. And, you know, Tesla supercharger network now is the shining jewel in their massive business plan and has given them a huge advantage over anyone else trying to gain market share of the nascent EV industry. And in fact, you know, Ford, Rivian, Nissan, and Hyundai recently realized this and decided that, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. So they've incorporated Tesla's NACS charging ports into their vehicles, which will give them an advantage over any other brands who choose to go it alone and, you know, build out their own charging networks. So, Jim, with that in mind, I believe, as many others in the industry do, that it primarily comes down to the challenges of refueling an EV. Because, you know, once the number of refueling stations and the time required to refuel an EV is on par with refueling a gas-powered vehicle of similar range and price, it's really game over for internal combustion engine-powered vehicles. You know, think about it, Jim. When was the last time you looked under the hood of your car? You know, do you care how it's powered and gets you from point A to B? Or do you care more about how dependable it is and how often you have to refuel it and or service it? That's what it really boils down to for the majority of drivers out there. Now, this isn't going to take place overnight, but, you know, as I've said before, when you look at how things are coming together with all the charts out there, EVs replacing ICE vehicles is really an inevitability at this point, and it's just a matter of time. And, you know, it's funny, this situation, I'm talking to a few different people, it's kind of funny, I keep bringing up this quote, because it's a great quote from one of my favorite sci-fi authors and fellow Vancouverite, actually, is William Gibson. The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. So while you can buy a premium EV like a 2025 Porsche Taycan today that allows 800-volt charging, which means it can be charged from, you know, 10 to 80% in just 18 minutes, there's a much smaller network of chargers available for drivers to do so. However, as Tesla continues to build out new sites and upgrade their existing charger network, along with their goal of producing an inexpensive EV for the mass market, and the battery industry produces batteries and vehicles with higher voltage charging, the refueling time gap between internal combustion engine vehicles and EVs will be very close, and things will get very interesting in the near future. So I'll end this podcast on that fact while pairing it with other facts, such as, you know, battery scrap rates are still as high as 30% in battery production facilities, and the Recyclico patented process can recover 99% of those battery-grade materials for direct reuse in new battery production on site at the factory, not having to, like, ship it around and get the materials back and pay a premium and so on. And another fact is that many of the world's first generation of EVs using much less efficient battery technology, you know, from back in 2011 and so on, are coming up on their end of life. And the battery materials within them are ready to be recovered and upcycled for use in brand new, much more efficient batteries. Let's just say the timing of getting our first clean spot battery recycling and upcycling plant running in Taiwan is only getting better as demand for integrating our revolutionary recycling process continues to grow around the world.
Tony, where is Recyclico traded, and how can people get more information about the company?
Jim, we're traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can get more information on our website at recyclico.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on May 9th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.